أهلا وسهلا، مرحبا بكم في Unboxed.
Welcome to the Unboxed podcast. Boom, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with another episode of Unboxed. So as you know, we've had a lot of interesting people. We've had entrepreneurs, we've had athletes, we've had energy healer, bunch of interesting people, but we haven't gone into the arts or in acting yet, so I'm really excited about today.
We've had musicians, but not actors or actresses. So we're really, really excited. حياك الله دانا، شكرا.
يحييك ويبقيك.
شكرا إن أخذتي من وقتك you came to meet us.
But of course, you guys are awesome. I mean, if I would be on any podcast, I'd be on yours.
I mean, you don't have much of a choice at the moment.
Well, you know how it is. You're a growing industry. It's gonna happen.
دانا سالم معنا، ممثلة بحرينية. فخورين فيك. You've taken on big roles, amazing roles. Before we get started, تعطينا نبذة شوي عن نفسك.
أكيد. أنا اسمي دانا سالم، فنانة بحرينية إماراتية أيضا. سعودية due to my blood relations with my beautiful Saudi family. أنا ممثلة وصانعة أفلام، okay, I'm a filmmaker and actress. I also did TV presenting and producing, and that's how I started out in the industry. I started out really young, and I grew up in the industry, and it's the only place I want to ever be in. I even tried other things, but this is who I am, and yeah. Why do I have to do it? Yeah, you wanted to know that.
So tempting. Wallah, I mean, it's a good berry. It's a good fruit.
It's very good. It's very. sorry. I'm so sorry. That was it.
Well, you know, I feel like in this part of the world, especially acting or going down that path, isn't really an option to most people, or isn't something that even comes to mind most of the time. So I'm curious to learn how you got into this world from a young age.
To be very honest, الشكر والتقدير كله يرجع حق أمي، هي اللي اكتشفتني. As soon as I was born and I could walk, I started dancing. And as soon as I could lift up a hairbrush, that was my microphone. And I always knew, like, I would watch movies and learn the lines ever since I was such a little girl. And I would just, like, memorize everything and start doing different interpretations of my favorite Disney characters. And I just knew. And I just found what I wanted to do and what my passion was. And I just went for it. And that's how you get to do anything, to be honest. And if you want to do something, you just get up and do it. You don't really premeditate or that's my style. I mean, to each their own. Some people like to take it step by step and start learning a lot. But I just wanted to go all in. I just wanted to do it. And I did it. And thankfully, I was really young, so I didn't really have any exterior pressures to hold me down. And I had such a fresh brain. And I was unstoppable back then. Like now, as I grew up, throughout the industry and Donna as a person, I would still like have doubts sometimes, because when you mature, you start learning new things and what's right and what's wrong and different perspectives, and everything's subjective. But because I started really young, I think that was an advantage because I didn't have all of that in my head yet. I was just fresh and I just wanted to do it. So.
Yeah. I love that about kids. They're so pure. They're like unaffected by... Right. By stereotypes, by society, by all that. It's just,
I mean, you don't know better. And I think we should learn that from kids.
Yeah, wallah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So do you still try to do that? Do you still try to live your life that way?
Of course. I try my best to shut the monkey in my brain and just listen to myself and just go for it. Because if you don't do that, I mean, that's how you learn, actually, when you start doing things. And that's how you start failing. And failing is what makes you, honestly. Like, I learned so much from my failures more than my successes. Because when you would succeed, someone would just clap for you, right? But when you fail, you're in that state where you're talking to yourself and trying to figure out where you want to like improve things. And I think it's just a magical process, whether it's with acting or growing as a person.
شنو اكثر شيء انت فخوره فيه until now؟ يعني I'm sure
هذه سؤال صعب، لان انا قد ما اقدر احاول اني اكون فخوره باي شيء اسويه علشان ما اكون hard on myself. لان احنا يعني ك كناس في مجتمعنا الحالي بالذات مع الانفلونسرز من السوشيال ميديا ووجهات النظر اللي قاعدين يسمعونها من كل مكان عن اي شيء, احيانا ان احنا نتسائل وwe doubt ourselves. ف I'm very proud of the fact ان this year after many years of trying to build my own character and not getting confused with all the characters that I'm making through character studies or mm-hmm. from my imagination ان شلون انا اقدر افصل و I believe in myself. صراحة هذا شيء انا وايد فخورة فيه, انه يعني I don't take my own BS. I kept it as clean as possible.
that's beautiful. I can imagine it's easy to lose yourself among all these characters you're getting into. These, I mean, you're basically adopting someone else's personality. You're getting into a different mindset. You're adopting different beliefs. Sometimes you want to live those beliefs. And yeah, I'm sure it's tough. It must be draining having to be, I don't know, be someone else.
You see, one of the most fun parts about my job is that I get to be other people. It's هو سلاح ذو حدين إذا تبون الصج. هو في الواقع وايد جميل أن الواحد يطلع من نفسه ويقتبس شخصية جديدة, حتى لو مو بايوبيك, لو شخصية من كاركتر ستدي أو من مخيلتك. في الآخر هو صح جدا صعب أنك تطلع وتدخل. أحيانا إحنا نطول في الأدوار شهور إذا مو سنين. يعني مثلا إذا عندنا مسرح, أنا كل يوم قاعدة لمدة 3-4 ساعات متواصلة في جسد وفكر وشخص آخر يعني. لكن بالتلفزيون أو بالسينما there is a very, really really important saying that says film is truth 24 frames every second and a lie every cut. فلما نصور تلفزيونيا أو سينمائيا يعني في فرصة أن الواحد يدخل ويطلع من الكاركتر ماله, وهذا يعني سكيل يعني we have to earn, which it took a long time for me to know how شلون أفصل المشاعر مختلفة بيني وبين نفسي وبين الكاركتر اللي بداخلي. لكن هو شيء صعب, لكن it's something feasible and we can work on it to better our characters and our storytelling techniques, in addition to just getting a new awareness of empathy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
I can imagine.
As much as you'd imagine a character, like I haven't worked sci-fi yet, which is one of my goals. I want to work sci-fi, but like I've portrayed a lot of comedic and dramatic personalities and characters, and they're all based on emotions that anyone could feel, cuz whatever you could dream is real. Yeah. It's a possibility that your subconscious has made anyways. So then again, like it's هو شيء وايد لوجهات نظر وفي وايد تحاليل حق هالموضوع, لكن هو سكيل ان الواحد لازم يطوره.
Going back to your early early beginnings when your mother sort of realized like, okay, there's something here, what happens next? Like, how do you go from there in a society, in a culture where cinema isn't really, I mean, it's developing, it's growing, but it's not as established as I think, you know, in the West or in other countries.
True.
Where do you go next? Like how did you develop and nurture that skill?
Well, to be very honest, I started out as a TV presenter, and I started out in the English channel. My mom saw that they were casting, mm-hmm. and she was like, Donna, I have something you're gonna love.
Good.
And then I was like, let's do it. And then I went and I casted and I got my first show.
At what age was this?
I was 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I had a kids show, a live kids show where I was loud and myself all the time.
يعني صدق, يعني من it's your whole life.
It's my life.
Never known.
I tried working corporate even. Just to prove to myself, because I have three technical certificates and a bachelor's degree. And my bachelor's degree was industrial. It was in international logistics management. And I had done that because my parents wanted me to have a technical background, because they knew I was just this going crazy, running around artist, flying from Abu Dhabi to Saudi to Bahrain, because most of my work was in different countries. It wasn't really in Bahrain. Mm-hmm. So what I had done was... was I saying? What were we talking about?
How you're Like you studied to have a background?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically I did try other things and I didn't like them. I even worked corporate. That's what I was talking about. Yeah, yeah. I tried to do what everyone was doing, what everyone's telling you to do. Oh, you need to get a real job or you need to get your pension set. And honestly, even when I was doing something else, I was miserable. Like as hard and as excruciating acting is, and it's just who I am and I love it. And even filmmaking, it's just a different universe. Mm-hmm. It's same world, but different universe. And I don't know how to explain it. I just know where I fit in. It's just a feeling of comfort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I really get what you're saying. I think since we started this podcast, I'm not saying podcasting is a very artistic endeavor. I think there is some creativity involved too.
You're talking,
there's a back and forth, you're dancing with different ideas and thoughts. And it really makes everything else I do sort of a lot more mundane when I'm interacting through a laptop. And it's, you know what I mean? When I'm here and we're talking to interesting people like yourself, it's just you're so engaged in the moment, you're excited, and I feel like you probably feel similarly about, you know, about acting, about being in front of the screen.
Oh, of course. Once my foot is on that stage or that red light is on, like, I can't explain it. I can't put it into words. You know what I mean as soon as you hit that record button, don't you?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, it's the same feeling. It's that little scratchy part in your heart.
I get it.
Dan, اتكلمتي أنا I wanted to ask you إن شنو ال okay شلون يعني Mo was asking about how you managed to do that and how like acting is not easy. My question for you was شنو الفوائد اللي تطلعين فيها as an actress, and then you mentioned the word empathy, which يعني توني I realize إنه oh my god يعني how much empathy do you have عشان تتقمصين شخصية. That's amazing. I never really realized it. It's not a matter of just acting out the personality. I'm in that personality. How have you seen yourself growing? شنو تعلمتي من التمثيل؟ شنو غير فيك انت كدانا؟
غير فيني كثير من الأشياء. يعني الإنسان طبيعته أناني. كلنا مولودين كل عادي, وأنا للحين I admit إن فيني شوية أنانية تجاه نفسي, وهذا شيء عادي. يعني هذا من داخل الشخص وتقديره لنفسه. لكن التمثيل خلاني إني أنا شوية أطلع من البوكس اللي إحنا كلنا فيه, وأقدر أشوف الناس الثانيين من نظر وجهة نظر مختلفة, لأن I'm really in their shoes. Like أنا ما قاعدة أمثل. أنا أول ما مثل ما قلت لكم أول ما أركب على المسرح أو يولع ليت الكاميرا يعني يصير بلوك حق دانا, وأي قاعدة أقول لكم قصة يا شخص ثاني إذا كنا قاعدين نصور بايوبيك, ولا أن شيء من كاركتر ستدي وشيء أنا درسته أنا يعني اللي اقتبسته من شغلي, هو أن شلون في أشياء وايد أكبر من اللي أنتوا تحسون أنه هو صعب. وأيضا وايد تعرفت على ناس مهمين في المجتمع. يعني أحاول قد ما أقدر أن أنا use my platform in the right way, وبالذات أني أنا يعني أحاول قد ما أقدر أستخدم صوتي علشان أنبه بنات ثانيين كانوا يمرون بنفس مواقفي وبنفس my struggles وبنفس internal conflicts. وأحب أقول لهم ترى it's okay and I've been there, and I'm trying to use my voice to show you that everything's okay. It's fine. Like it's all in your head.
You see, and hey, now after you're saying that, a lot of things make sense to me at least. يعني أنا كنت من مشاهدين العصوف.
ها.
ومن الأشياء اللي كنت أفكر فيها إيه يعني صراحة, بس من الأشياء اللي كنت أفكر فيها أن شخصيتك في العصوف جريئة. فأكثر من مرة I find myself wondering. شلون قدرت تمثل هالدور؟ قدرت in the sense of how did she find it in herself to الدور جريء and it's on NBC ومسلسل سعودي ومشاهدينك معظمهم يمكن خليجيين. ف now after you said that it makes a little bit of sense, بس أنا شخصيا فيني فضول شلون دانا قدرت؟
شخصية البندري اللي كانت في العصوف هي 180 درجة غير دانا السالم تماما. اولا انا حصلت وايد انتقادات على دوري في العصوف اللي اديته. اوجه تحية كبيرة لأستاذنا ناصر القصبي، هذه أستاذي الكبير وتعلمت منه الكثير كإنسان وكفنان، اوجه له كل التحية والتقدير. لكن دوري في العصوف كان it was me trying to show قصص الحب اللي كانت تصير في أيام زمان، لأن هي كانت فتاة سعودية بسيطة جدا، كانت زوجة قاصر لكن عندها قصة حب. وشفتوا الأحداث اللي قاعدة تمر فيها في مجتمع سعودي بسيط، يعني أيام السبعينات everything was simpler and more beautiful. و actually you know being on set was so wonderful, it was like time traveling. بس ما حد سلط الضوء على المرأة اللي فعلا لها مشاعر واللي ما تسمح لأفكار مجتمع تقيدها أنها تكون شيء ثاني. She was the realest woman in the neighborhood. She was out there. She was outspoken, and she knew what she wanted, and she went and got it the way she wanted it. And honestly, it's a real story. I believe it's a real story. مو على واقع قصة شخص معين. لكن إذا بتسألون أجدادكم فعلاً كانوا في قصص حب كثيرة، and some of them are very magical, and they couldn't happen because of societal constructs. يعني وايد صعب ان شخص في ذاك الزمن يقدر يعبر بهاي الطريقه. ف it was bold, it was daring, and I wanted to do it, and I wanted to represent هذه الفئه من النساء. وكان شرف لي وما اندم على الخيار، لان everyone asked me if I regretted it because كانت جريئه وضد عاداتنا وتقاليدنا، بس هذا واقع وما سوى شيء غلط. هو غلط حق زمنهم اي بالنسبه للمجتمع، بس اذا شخص سواه في زمننا الحالي ما بنستغرب وايد، لانه وايد سمعنا عن احداث كذي.
انا للناس اللي يمكن ما شافوا العصوف ومو فاهمين، مو قادرين يتخيلون الشخصيه، paint us a picture.
البندري is beautiful little gypsy. تتمشى في حارات الرياض في السبعينات، و she's a go-getter, she is a singer, she is a mother, وعايشه تحت قالب مو بلها وكانت مقصوبة تكون فيه، لكن تحدد كل الظروف وسوت اللي براسها. ما أوافقها بالرأي in regards to the adultery part. However, هو شيء يصير في الواقع.
she played the character of I was married.
The girlfriend, not me.
The mistress.
She wasn't the mistress, actually.
No.
No. The main male character was the mistress. البندري كانت متزوجة، بس زوجها كان يسافر كثير، فكانت تلاقي حبيبها في الحي اللي هو ولد الجيران. I mean, it's the boy next door story. Yeah. It's done everywhere. But لما استوى عندنا الناس, wow, it happened. No, إحنا مو كذا. No, إحنا كذا.
Wow. Well, but that's the thing. إحنا كذا.
Yeah. عادي الواحد مو عيب يحب. لا تزوجون بناتكم غصب وما حد بيسوي كذي. من yeah. الآخر yeah. Don't cut that out.
We barely cut anything out though. It's completely wrong.
I'm in the right place.
was it tough getting that criticism? Like
no.
Was it do you feel like you understand it wasn't directed at you personally and more?
I understand it wasn't directed to me personally. Other people still talk to me like I'm that character. Like I have people commenting on Instagram, calling me Benderi and asking me for all kinds of stuff. But it comes with the job. I mean, to each career, its own negatives and its own pros and cons. And this is my con, and it's okay. I can deal with it as long as I get to like speak on a larger scale. Mm. And I get every input is important. And art is subjective, anyways. I mean, maybe they're right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But art is all about points of view and different points of view. And that's what's lovely about it, because you have a truth, you have a truth, and I have my truth. And at the end of the day, any criticism is constructive in a way, even if it's directed to me personally or whatnot. I can choose to take it, and I could choose to throw it away. It's all character building at the end, Danny.
Yeah, and I think getting criticism is also a great sign of standing up for something and like standing up for a message, raising awareness in a certain way. And I think it's a great form of validation too.
It is.
For you to get that means you're stirring with people's emotions. It means you're hitting them. You're hitting them where it hurts.
And that's the best part about it. I get to stir the pot.
Yeah, it must be fun.
It is fun. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh my God, no, it's definitely. No, it's fun and I love it. It keeps me hungry.
هل كان في تأثير على أهلك؟
Alhamdulillah, I'm very privileged to have been born into a family where my parents are both doctors and they're very highly educated. From أنا صراحة يعني مو ما كان عندي struggle اللي أنا لازم أوقف عند أهلي. أنا الشيء الوحيد اللي اضطريت إني أوقف ويا أهلي هو لأنهم كانوا ينظرون, لأني أنا بديت صغيرة كانوا ينظرون لهذا المجال كموهبتي أو كهوايتي مو كمجالي. Okay. أنا وقفت من ناحية إنه no, هذه الشيء اللي أنا اخترته إن هاي مشواري أنا and this is my career and this is what I want and I proved it to them the hard way. Okay. I had to show them that I was doing things with meaning and that I was doing things that mattered. And then my parents came to finally, well, my dad actually, my dad is a kind of a strict psychiatrist, but he's a lovely man. He's a big teddy bear, but he's a very strict psychiatrist. And he's like, you shouldn't be doing that. You might do something wrong. But that's every parent at the end of the day. But I didn't get any like criticism from my family. And my parents are very proud of me. And parents are always front row at all my theatrical plays. And أمي تابع لي كل أعمالي. And that's something I'm very privileged. Like, it's not something that I had to fight through. I'm not going to say, oh, it's a struggle with you. No.
ترجعين لهم في يعني قبل تاخذين دور؟
Yes. للحين ماما knows best. مو لما اختار ادواري, لما اختار الاعمال اللي بشتغلها, لان انا على فهم ان يعني صدق اهالينا فعلا ان sometimes يحاولون ان يتحكمون فينا, لكن في الاخر هم ادرى بمصلحتنا وهم عارفين المجتمع اكثر منا لان هم سابقين يعني. مو بشرط ان نفس مجالهم, لكن I'm sure they can read people and I trust their judgment 100%. I still go back to my parents على وايد اشياء.
It's very beautiful that you're saying that, خصوصا ان انت ما شاء الله شخصيتك يعني you are a go getter.
Yeah.
Okay. Bendri was a go-getter, but you're also a go-getter and you have your own, عرفتي, you know what you stand for, واضح ان شخصيتك قويه in a very good way. So it's very beautiful to me. And للحين ترجعين ماما knows best
احيانا لازم صراحه, you know that.
Yeah, I agree.
Mama knows best.
I completely agree. I think that's one of the most beautiful things about our culture, and we're close to our families.
Yeah.
And so we have that relationship, and to me, يعني, I wouldn't have it any other way. نقول الحمد لله.
يا الحمد لله. في وايد ناس يتضايقون من هاي ويشوفونه قيود, لكن في الواقع يعني أنا ما استوعبت كل ذي على كبر يعني. I was the rebelling teenager, like, and if there are any teenagers listening out there, you guys listen to mama. I swear to God, she knows best. No matter قد أنت تختلفون, just listen to her. She knows what's best. I only knew this على كبر صراحة. I travel a lot and I've noticed that a lot of communities and cultures, they don't really have that family environment that we do. نفس ما ذكرتي قبل شوي, it's one of the things I'm very grateful for.
You're between a lot of places, بين أبو ظبي والسعودية والبحرين و. وين تحسين أنك تنتمين أكثر مكان تنتمين له؟
العالم.
Okay.
Yeah, like even when I'm off filming, I like to go and discover new places. It's one of my things. And I like to train, like, because I'm also an aerialist and I'm a ballerina and contemporary dancer. So I fly around the world to train with my my idols. I don't like online courses or anything. Nice. And the region is kind of obsolete with these specific disciplines. So I would find home in Paris or Finland or Poland. A home is just a sense of you belonging or fitting into a specific community. It's not really a ground, but that's how I view it. Like, some people would be like, no, أرض الوطن, تراب الوطن, بس أنا كل مكان وطني بالنسبة لي. I انتمي لكل مكان. أي مكان في فن أو في creatives, أنا انتمي له. Just anywhere that inspires me.
Do you have a favorite place?
that's a hard one. I would choose my room. No, but everywhere has its own magic. صراحة ما عندي مكان معين بس إذا بتقولون لي وين بتتقاعدين, it would be on the streets of Paris. For sure. Okay. Yeah, I had a lovely time. I did a course at the Conservatoire National d'Art de Paris, and it was one of the most magical times in my life, and I would go back and live there.
Wow. So you do have a favorite place.
No, it's not. I don't want the others to get jealous. I love them all. I love you all.
So you threw out some really interesting words. You mentioned you're into aerial, contemporary dancing, yeah, ballet. Also, again, it seems like disciplines that aren't very well established in the region. Mm. Maybe, I don't know, you'd know better than me, but I feel like they're... I don't know many people who are doing stuff like this. How did that come about?
Well, I started out in Dubai. My aunt has a circus school, and that's where it all started 10 years ago. Cool, but ballet, that? I had been doing since I was a baby. My mom... She had dreams of me being a prima ballerina. I don't know what she was thinking. But anyways, I love ballet. It's one of my bases. Lakin, I started contemporary in 2013. I started it in Abu Dhabi. And then I started taking it around the world. And that's where I do most of my training. And when I'm in Bahrain, there are new schools popping and there are new places opening. I try to get a bit of training here and there. And I also have my indoor circus in my little room. That's why I said it was my favorite place. Yeah, I have my own equipment. But I do travel around for a lot of training. And I'm hoping to start a movement in Bahrain. And there are big projects in the pipeline. I'm not going to say, but I mean, keep looking out for me. You'll see some surprises and you can join me on my movement.
Awesome. I'm excited.
That is
to
amazing.
See how
that and your aunt has a circus school. How cool,
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Wow. So are you a family of art? Well, your parents are doctors.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah, no, not at
but
all.
But yani, mashallah, yani, your mom is a she has pushed you in that, not pushed you in that direction, but she saw it in you and she paved the way for that. She's obviously very open to art, at least.
Oh, my parents
which is not very common.
Oh no, I've been to operas and ballets when I was 5 and 6, and my parents wanted to put that in me, like proper culture. And like I keep thanking them. What is this interview, Mama? Did you send them? No, but like but yeah, like I've been introduced to arts and culture at a very young age, and like my dad would put me to sleep with Swan Lake in the VHS. But I think that's where it started. You guys, are you psychiatrists?
Secretly, yes.
Yeah, opening doors in
we're
my
just
brain.
Disguising.
That's hilarious.
Okay, amazing. Laini, I have so much respect for that, Saraha. Thank
you,
Mama.
I have so
Mama.
Much respect for what you guys are doing. I can't wait to see what you guys are up to.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
What kind of equipment do you have in your room? Is there like a hoop?
I have a hoop. I have a pole, and I have little ballet bars.
Nice. Well, the ballet bars are the horizontal ones.
Yeah,
right?
You could just remove them and put them back.
Okay.
I'll show you pictures later. Cool. Just check my
Dana, what else do you do? I feel like any كل شوي تعطينا بالقطارة أو يطلع شيء كذي بالغلط. It's amazing. So I'm just wondering what
I do. I do everything I put my mind to. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I do a lot of documentaries. Well, I haven't filmed in 6 months. I've been focusing on acting, which has been taking a lot of my time because we just finished shooting season 2 of Banat al Malakama for Abu Dhabi. But yeah, I do a lot of documentaries. I'm very interested. Like, I'm not a big avid documentary watcher, but I like making them.
Okay.
But I've been writing a script for 4 years now for something that's really dear to me. I don't know when it's going to be ready, but there's a story coming up.
What kind of documentaries have you done?
I've done documentaries about Bahrain, about specific things that Bahrain is known for. I've done 4 short films that have nothing to do with documentaries. One was fantasy. 2 others were like PSAs. And actually one of them was just a short film. But I've mostly done documentaries about Bahrain and nature.
Wow.
I'm very inspired by nature. Even my movement as a performer. Mm-hmm. People ask, what inspires you when you move? And I would say insects and plants. because that's like a, the true opposite of our movement, and but at the same time it's related to our movement, and it's just so magical. So I do a lot of documentaries about nature.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. I feel like it's any is like directing or producing, I feel like that's a very different discipline to acting. I mean, I guess acting gives you an insight. It's like, it's one element that you're in and you understand, but I mean, producing, it's I feel like it's a whole different ball game. I don't know, how do you feel like they complement each other well?
I'll tell you what اللي يجمعهم كلهم شيء واحد. And it's my purpose in life. It's storytelling. Whether you're in front of behind a camera, you're storytelling. And that's where all the magic happens. As a director and a producer, I get to tell the story in a certain way and give guidelines to my subjects or whatever I'm filming, and in accordance to the big picture that I have in my head. But as an actress, I take whatever is there and I make it my own. And there الشيء الوحيد اللي يجمعهم هو storytelling, and really that's my purpose in life, I think.
Wow.
I know, so I think.
And you find يعني لاقي نفسك في اثنينهم ولا مثلا في خطة تركزين؟
No, لاقي نفسي في اثنينهم, and I still miss TV presenting and producing on occasions, but I do more work in acting and filmmaking, and I see myself there أكثر. Like, قبل ما كنت حتى أقدر أختار بين هالأربع, but now I can say that I'm an actress and filmmaker. In يعني بالأساس, والباقي comes after.
And writing a script for 4 years, that sounds like
I keep writing and ripping and writing and ripping, and I'm a perfectionist, and that's one of the worst things about me. I can proudly say that now, because I always look for perfection in places where يعني you don't really need to play. You could just leave it then and there and then interpret it in a different way. But That's how I'm hard on myself. I'm a perfectionist. I try to make everything perfect, and then I get disappointed when it doesn't go in the original insight that I had for the project. But it's a work in progress. I'm working on it. Mm.
But it also shows how much you care about whatever this script is delivering in 4 years, and you still keep going back to it, and you still
You see, أقدر أعطيكم نبذة عن الفكرة. It's just how we can tackle the stigmatization of mental illness within the Middle East, because it's very close to my heart, this subject, and it's something very heartbreaking how people misunderstand or misinterpret or stigmatize people due to some things that are out of their control. So this is why it's such a sensitive thing, and I don't want to speak on anyone's behalf and say the wrong thing. So the character studies behind every character of this specific story has to be very thorough.
It requires a lot of research and a lot of knowing what goes behind it. It's not easy.
That's the challenge. But you know what? It'll come out.
Good. I'm excited.
I was actually going to ask you, since you said your purpose in life, storytelling. كنت بقول لك شنو أهم قصة تبين توصلينها؟ أو شنو أهم قصة وصلتيها so far تحسين in your opinion؟
أنا وايد أختار أدواري بدقة, فكل قصة قدمتها لكم كانت قصة قريبة من قلبي, وكانت قصة أنا حابة أحكي لكم إياها. ما أقدر أختار قصة معينة لأن كلهم معنيين. I've embodied a lot of roles, a lot of really big roles, even roles يعني مساحات كبيرة أو صغيرة ما يهم, بس كل قصة أنا قدمها تأكدوا إن أنا وراها دارسها بالأيام والليالي وسهرانة وايد على النص, ومتأكد إن كل شيء يعني واقعي, والأشياء مقتبسة من أشياء من الواقع وأشياء ممكن people relate to, because there are a lot of people who feel alone. Honestly, that's one thing I can relate to, like big time. I just want other people, especially people coming up in the industry or people who have already been in the industry or anywhere, anyone watching me, I want them to know that Tara, we're all in this together, and whatever you've been through, I've been through, he's been through, she's been through, they've been through, everyone's been through, you're not alone. It's just the whole purpose of us making this kind of visual art or stage art or whatever is to reach out to people and relate to people on an emotional level. And I think that's the most important part of storytelling, is it's empathy. It's just telling you that you don't have to go through it alone. I'm here with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's sort of like a feeling of unity. I don't know how to explain it, but I hope I did.
That's really beautiful. I completely get it. And I think it's especially powerful coming from you. I feel like a lot of times, you know, looking into this industry through a screen, it seems like it's just another world. It's just people that are unreachable. They're in another, they're like living completely different lives. But I mean, to be able to just reach out to you and how you're, I mean, I feel like you're so down to earth for you to come here, talk to us, really speaks to like the kind of person you are. And yeah, I'm curious what it's like being with all these, you know, actors that are really established, that, you know, where we'd only see through these مسلسلات that we grew up watching. What is it like to interact with them, to work with them, to see them off screen? Curious to like to get your impression on what that's like.
I'm gonna tell you something that no one out of the industry really knows. The bigger the star and the truer the star, the more humble and down to earth they are. The bigger people who have remained in the industry for more than 20, 30 years are there for a reason. Like, you get a lot of new upcoming artists that are in there for the fame, or they just want to show off, or they want to just like be in an industry just so people know who they are. When in reality, the people with an actual message are just like you and me, because they're there for a reason. What I would like to say to people who are interested in getting into this industry, unless you have a message, don't start, because you waste your time. People will know you for the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just want to be remembered correctly. There's a reason why these people are still here. It's because they're actually doing good. If you're going in for the fame or for the attention, social media is a great platform for you. You can speak up for yourself. You can get as much followers as you want. And there are many different techniques. But to get into an industry that gives you like a podium to speak up on others' behalfs, that's not the way to go into the industry, unless you actually want to get something done for real. And honestly, I've been around a lot of people who make you feel like, oh, you're supposed to be taking care of your image or yourself, or why don't you brush your hair? Why do you do live podcasts or live shows without any makeup on? Because I'm not really there to be a Barbie. I'm not a Barbie. I'm a human just like you, and we're there to serve a purpose. But that's all I can say. I mean,
do you feel like
very humble people.
The fame, the following, the increase in popularity affects people in any way? Have you personally felt that, like, change your personality in any way?
I mean, I think because I grew up in the industry, I always got a sense of attention from people. Everyone craves attention. I'm not going to be a liar and be like, oh, please don't give me attention, just watch my shows. No, everyone likes attention. It's just part of human nature. But I tried my best not to let it get to my head, and my parents would always put me in my place whenever I tried to be a diva at home. No, trust me, it happens till today. Sometimes I do get an attitude. but I've always been... my parents, I'm telling you, they sent you guys.
they keep circling back to them.
they've put me in my place many times, and I think that's humbled me a lot. And I've been through a lot of moments where I've seen other people act out around me within the industry, and I would be like, oh, did I look like that? Like when you see other people doing things that you do, sometimes it hits you different. Yeah. You know what I mean? So because I was really young, people used to give me the time of day because I was young and I was wild and crazy and I just wanted to do all of everything all at once. I never knew that I could do all of this all at once, but it's a skill that I'm still working on. But I think I got the benefit of the doubt, honestly, when I did act up when I was like 17, 18. That's when I started acting up because Instagram had just come out and people were following me like crazy. And it was close to 900K, and then my account got hacked. And then I was like, boof. But you know what? That was the best thing that ever happened to me. The first time my account got hacked, and I still went out and people still stopped me and said, oh, I loved what you did in that role. It showed me that like fame is not really... it's not a statistical thing. It's not numbers. I actually go into people's houses and tell them different stories through their screens or through a stage. So that's what really matters, the good that you do or whatever you do, whether it's good or bad. If you affect someone, that's the real fame. It's not really the amount of likes or the amount of hits you get on a video. But that's my own personal perspective. It's also subjective.
Right. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I think those things at the end of the day are, they're, sure, they might matter, but it's more of a, I think it's more of a surface level thing. The deeper message, I think, is or at the deeper layer, it's more about the message you're trying to convey, the emotions, the thoughts, and it's nice to see how much emphasis you're putting on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Honestly, I don't care if 1,000 people see me or one person sees me, as long as that one person felt me 100%, that's enough for me. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's the 1,000 people. If I reach to your inner self, thank you, that's more than enough. And I do have a lot of young people following me, so I'm sure that I filter out everything I do in a very non-biased or like very fair kind of way.
I mean, it's also a responsibility at the same time
to have
so many people look up to you and just, you know, to watch what you're doing, to maybe pick up from what you're doing. Is that difficult to deal with, or are you just, you know, you're like, you know what, I'm just going to be myself and I'm not perfect. You can learn from what this part if you want to. I don't know what attitude are you going into this with?
Honestly, I keep in mind that the realer that I am, the more human that I am. So if you can relate to a human, that's good enough to me. Like I don't put too much emphasis on, oh my God, no, I need to set an example, the way that you should be doing this, you should wear this way, you should do this way. Who am I to actually put guidelines for anyone? To each their own, right? So the truer that I am, the more human my emotions are and the more that I'll be relatable.
Yeah.
Going along those lines, عندنا في السوشيال ميديا وفي المسلسلات الخليجية من الأشياء اللي الواحد يلاحظها إنه دائماً المظاهر مهمة وايد. يعني مثلاً ممكن تشوفين and this is a silly example, بس مشهد هي توها قايمة من النوم, توها صاحية من النوم, هي في سريرها with مثلاً full makeup on, hair done, and that's very small, but that gets into people's heads, right? And same thing with social media. عندنا ال fashionistas or social bloggers or وكلهم they always look perfect and generally I would say now that's changing, but we have a problem looking real, you know, we always have makeup on. المشاهير عندنا they always look spot on,
yeah.
And if she doesn't, يقومون عليها ويحطون صورها and they repost and post and compare وسوون سالفة. And you're very real, and you, and you've mentioned that, يعني my hair is going to be the way I feel like it. Yeah, I'm just going to do what I feel like. So how do you exist in that world? Do you see what I'm seeing? ولا تحسين اللي انت تجربتك لا غير يعني.
No, I concur with everything that you're saying. صراحة وافقك الرأي. موضوع المسلسلات هذا قاعدين يحسنونه في آخر الآونة الأخيرة. أنا لاحظت إنه I didn't see any of that. Lakin, if we're going to talk about perfection and how people carry themselves nowadays with all this plastic surgery and all this makeup, أحيانا أفتح الانستغرام أحس روحي I'm going through a sales catalog. Honestly, it's just in video. Lakin, I think it comes from people being mean. We forget to be kind people sometimes. Occasionally, I do no makeup movements. I talk about body shaming all the time. I'm a big victim of body shaming because I'm a fuller girl. I love working out, but I do enjoy my burgers.
We all do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and people are so mean sometimes. Like I have خلاص أنا, I already have a guard up for mean comments. Mm-hmm. I know how to understand them. But other people are more sensitive to that. So when you a girl, when you're like 19 years old, let's make an imaginary example. Mm-hmm. She's 19, she just started out on social media posting all kinds of pictures of her idols, whoever she's seeing putting their kind of makeup. And then someone would say, "Oh my god, ترى شفايفك مرة صغيرة," or ليش أنتي محاطة آيلاينر عدل or whatever, you know what I mean, هاي الأشياء ممكن تأثر بشخص يقراها and then they just want to keep going and you have all of these companies that are willing to give people free things just to advertise their stuff. Mm. I cannot tell you how many times I've been offered free Botox. And I would be like, why are you trying to make me into a wax figurine?
Oh, and you don't need Botox.
Of course, none of them do. That's the point. None of them do. They're all beautiful in their own way. And you're telling younger women or men or whoever's watching that this is the norm and this is how you should look like. This is the generic look. We forget that our beauties and our indifferences, honestly. I would prefer to see a real face on screen than see like something really perfect in their sense, because right. That's not my perfect.
Right.
It's not your perfect. It's not her perfect. It might be his or hers, but it's also very subjective looks. But I think people should stop putting emphasis on that. And now, since 2018, there have been international movements about loving your skin, loving your body. You see all kinds of stuff on social media with women taking pictures of their stretch marks and their acne faces. And you know what? It's all beautiful in its own way. And I hope we get to that really fast. It just needs like the younger women that are in power right now and in the sense of power on social media or wherever, you just need to like show other girls that ترى يعني عادي شكلك يكون كذي لما تقومين من النوم, ترى جميل اصلا الوجه لما يكون منفخ احيانا. It's okay اذا طلعت لك حبه, يعني انت صحيه وهرموناتك قاعده تشتغل, عادي ان خشمك يكون معوج, الله خلقك كذي, you look gorgeous. Why can't we just do that? It's because people are forgetting to be kind to one another. It's because people are being mean. We get these generic looking figurines. صراحة they're not people, they're figurines.
Where do you see we're headed? يعني مثلا انت مجالك في عندك مجالك الفني تمثيله, and you also exist on social media and you have a lot of followers, excuse me, you're there too. فوين تحسين, are we moving in the right direction at least, even if we're moving slowly?
لا, we're moving in the right direction. شوية شوية بشوية شوية. يا ريت شوية يصير عندنا push. لأن قاعدة أشوف وايد بنات صغار. أعمار 14-13.
Yeah, this breaks my heart.
No, but they're doing really nice stuff on social media.
Okay.
And there's this new TikTok. So you see,
not the same thing. I thought you were gonna say.
Okay. Yeah, and you see TikTok and all of these little girls dancing and having a good time. And you know what? When I see them,
that doesn't break my heart.
No, I'm like, do your thing, girl. Yeah, dance if you want, or lip sync, or do whatever. As long as you're being yourself. And girls, like the younger girls now, I notice they're wearing a lot of hoodies and they're being more true to themselves because they're following Koreans and they're following a different genre of music and a lot of people, yes. and they're more natural than what we were exposed to. And عندي أمل للمستقبل, بس أتمنى أن نمشي شوية أسرع, and we accept each other for who we are and find each other's beauties and just like نتطور عقليا مو بجس شكليا. Because yeah, شكلك متطور أصلا. You are the most beautiful creature. No, actually, dogs are. I wasn't gonna lie.
I think we agree.
Yeah, we love dogs.
Where's Bingo when you need him?
Where's Bingo? Yeah. So, لا صراحة, one thing هنيت علينا, you've been, and to be completely honest, أنا ما عرفت إن مسيرتك المهنية ترجع ل 13. That changes things for me at least, لأن you've literally been in it. مو توج داخله ويديده وقعد no, you're comfortable, this is your place, this isn't you.
Yeah.
To hear that from you, I think it's very important ان في احد, ان يعني people like you exist more and more في المجالات الفنية عندنا, لان صدق يعني it just really bothers me, يعني لما اشوف مسلسل it's very far from being realistic, القصة متعوب عليها وعميقة وفيها رسالة, والتمثيل زين, ما طبعا يعني احنا I'm not gonna start criticizing acting, لأن who am I to do that, it's good,
everyone can, we're all up there for criticism,
لكن المظاهر وتلعب دور يعني أنا يعني ما ينفع أشوف واحدة تصيح ومنهارة بس يعني شكلها حلو, لأن أنا لما أصيح وانهار شكلي مو حلو.
Oh yeah, you should see most of my crying scenes. حلجي كمان. لا بس بقول لك شيء, هذه غلط من الناس اللي قاعدين يحطون مخرجين في أماكن مفروض ما يكونون فيها. أو هذا دور المخرج في الآخر يقول لها مسحي مكياجك ولا خليه يعني. What's not up to the actress or the actor to like, okay, so we have influence in how our characters look, بس المرجع يرجع للمخرج اللي هو أب العمل أو أم العمل, you know.
يعني ممكن إنه هو ممكن إنه هو he makes the call إنه لا يعني ولا.
Yeah, yeah, no, wipe that makeup off, girl. Okay. What you doing crying with Lancome eyelashes?
إيه لأن تشوفين الأجان يعني مثلا الأفلام الأجنبية, you're talking big names, you're talking يعني Julia Roberts looking like plain with nothing on because her scene requires her to do so. And هذه يعني عالمية. And you're talking big, big, big names. And we can't do that في مسلسلاتنا. ف يعني you know that there's a problem. It's been like that forever. But I can see that changing with the younger younger actors and actresses.
But that في السعودية عندكم filmmakers that are coming up بفجرون الدنيا. لا في أعمال يعني أنا أكثر الأعمال السينمائية اللي أتابعها في مهرجانات, بكون صريحة معاكم, because we're always on the run and I get to see all these indie creative films, and then you would find out that the director is like a 20-year-old Saudi or a 19-year-old Emirati أو بحريني عمره 21. You know what? Like, these up-and-coming filmmakers are going to change the industry as a whole. But that's مع الانفتاح الجديد في السعودية. You're going to see, like, wait 5 years. Wait 5 years, and whatever we're saying right now, I hope, يعني, comedy is obsolete.
إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله. عندي أمل كبير للمستقبل السينمائي والتلفزيوني في, not تلفزيوني, التلفزيوني actually, because everything's going online now, بس سينمائي, أنا وايد, يعني, حاطة أمل كبير.
إن شاء الله. Dana, talk to us about بنات الملاكمة.
Sure, Banat al-Mulakama is a very unique show. It is the first feminist Saudi show about five Saudi girls. كل واحدة فيهم تمر بظروف معينة. And عندنا boxing gym. وكل واحدة لها خطها المعين. We have the plain boxers. And أنا صحفية وboxer. وإن شاء الله تشوفون تطورات جديدة هالموسم. مسلسل يتكلم عن البنت العربية وظروفها وشلون ممكن هي يعني تتأقلم مع الجو الحالي, وشلون ممكن هي توصل صوتها ورسالتها بطريقة صحيحة وبطريقة تشرف يعني عاداتنا وتقاليدنا النيوترال ones مو المتعصبين. ف
That's a tricky
line. Yeah, I'm trying not to get into trouble here. بس الموسم الأول حققنا نجاح كبير, بالذات مع البنات الصغار اللي من أعمارهم 10 سنوات إلى 17 سنة. حصلنا ردود أفعال وايد حلوة. و we've been getting, well, I've personally been getting a lot of direct messages from young women all around the Middle East, actually, حتى من ليبيا ومصر, just showing me that they're working out, they're running around, they're doing what, you know, whatever they want to do. Because I also post my training a lot, and I'm always a big advocate about keep your blood moving. You got to keep exercising. I don't care how big or small you are. This is for your blood. This is for your health. This is عشان شبابكم, اشتروا شبابكم. So I would get a lot of nice, positive feedback like that. Girls working out and girls doing what they want to do, and people texting me and telling me, oh, I related to your story. I think this show especially is very important for young Arab women.
Okay.
Or girls. Haram, they're not women, they're girls.
خليهم girls for as long as they can.
I'm a girl.
احنا كلنا girls اصلا. Yeah, yeah. لا يعطيكم العافية. These initiatives, or not initiatives, these kinds of shows, that they have a real message. يعني much respect to them. I can see the passion and you with when it comes to this. You've talked about it when you first came here, that's why I wanted you to talk about it more. And الحين it's coming soon, صح؟
Yeah, ان شاء الله عقب اسبوعين ثلاثة بالكثير we premiere على NBC4 One and Shahid.net, which is NBC's new online platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing.
So you touched upon this lately about how you feel like the up and coming generation of directors maybe in Saudi and in the region are promising, and I think that's super exciting. Also curious to know if you have any other, as an insider, someone in the region, in this world of acting and directing and movies, if what do you think is lacking in the ecosystem? Do you think there's, you touched upon the directors, but is there anything you look at as someone who's in it and say, know, we could use more of this, or we could use more people in this definitely. Area, or what areas do you see for growth?
Two main factors, script and production. النصوص اللي قاعدة تجينا يعني 90% كلها ركيكة. وايد صعب إن الواحد يختار نص لأن تكون دائما مكتوبة من وجهة نظر شخص واحد, وأحيانا يكون هذا الشخص رجل وقاعد يكتب عن قصص نسوية. It doesn't make sense. يعني ممكن الرجل يكون نسوي لكن ما ممكن يقولها من وجهة نظره. مثلا يعني قاعدة أطرح أمثلة بس هذا مو الواقع ككل. والإنتاج اللي عندنا دائما ميزانيته ركيكة, أو إذا ميزانيته ما تكون ركيكة تتوزع الأجور بشكل غريب يعني. بس but this is just like my opinion. Some people it works for them and some people it doesn't, and but we're not funding the right places and the right people. You know what I mean. الحين في الأونة الأخيرة شنو قاعد يصير؟ قاعدين يبون cinematographers, أي مصورين للتلفزيون أو للسينما, قاعدين يجيبونهم من إيست يوروب. وأنا أعتقد أن الأعمال بالذات في هالسنة راح تتحسن بشكل كبير لأن شوية تنزلنا وطلبنا مساعدة غيرنا اللي فاهمين المجال. عرفت قصدي؟ يعني مو بشرط أنه أوكي all the Arab DPs are bad. لا, عندنا ناس وايد رائعين صراحة. يعني عندنا ناس من تونس, من الجزائر, من مصر. عندنا cinematographers يعني بالخيال. لكن يعني لكن ذاك التاتش, المix of cultures and mix of viewpoints between the Arabs and the Europeans راح تشوفونه هالموسم. حتى آخر عملين أنا اشتغلتهم كانوا ال DPs, the directors of photography, they were Polish, العصوف إزبشك, fabulous, best cinematographer I've ever worked with. And بنات الملاكمة كان معنا Mark Winden, he's a Hungarian Australian, and their work is just so cinematic based. And I think that the younger, and they would always have assistant cameramen who are Arabs, which is the best part.
I'm sure they're just downloading all this information.
I hope so. I know a few that are like those downloaders. but please don't take it for granted. Like if any really really good DP is working, it's okay if you're a director of photography وتنزل تصير assistant cameraman تتعلم من غيرك. مو بعيب. عندنا احنا ثقافة العيب وايد تخرب علينا اشياء. يعني اوكي انا مثلا صار لي 20 سنة اسوي هاي الشيء, ليش اروح حق احد مشتغل بس 10 سنوات؟ Because their work is different. Always expose yourself to all kinds of mediums. صراحة انا احيانا I get inspired by paintings. مع أنه ما يخص الفنون التشكيلية في فنوني, بس يخص في نفس الوقت الأشياء they complement each other. ومو بعيب نتعلم حتى ناس من ناس أصغر منا, لأن أحيانا يكون عندهم perspective كلش غير. وجهة نظرهم تكون من ناحية ثانية, وممكن نحط وجهات نظرنا مع بعض ونسوي شيء عظيم. غير عن إذا أنت حطيت وجهة نظرك هني وهم حطوا وجهة نظرهم هناك وما في خلط. هو الدايفرسري اللي يسوي الموضوع أجمل.
صح.
ما أعرف إذا هذا شيء زين أو شيء مو بزين, بس أنا من وجهة نظر قاعد أنظر له بطريقة إيجابية. يعني لأن أنا تعلمت الكثير من وايد أوادم, مو من ثقافتي ومو من بيئتي صراحة, وتعلمت بعد أيضا من الناس اللي في ثقافتي وبيئتي. ف it's all a win-win. يعني any opportunity you see with a creative, I think you should just go and learn, even if it's something to do nothing, even if it's something that has nothing to do with your career path. Do it anyways. It'll help you with your growth. There's mafi shay khasara.
Yeah, and I think what really stands out about you is how you're involved in things that a lot of things that are very different, whether it's aerial or dance or you know acting, producing. And I mean, at first glance, I feel like part of me wants to say, are you spreading yourself too thin? Do you feel like you're trying to do too much?
I mean, everyone says that, and راعي البالين جذاب. But you know what? I keep my time busy, and I invest my time and my emotions and things that I love. And it ياخذني عن وايد أشياء بيني وبين نفسي. بس في الآخر, I'm very happy living this way, and I'm very happy investing my time and my emotions in things that I know I can see the growth, and I love all my disciplines, and I try to live day by day. I mean, you never know what happens. You could win today, you could lose tomorrow, you could be gone way after tomorrow. Just enjoy whatever you're doing and just do it. Just do it. Everyone has an opinion on everything. I can find 600 negative things in someone that I just met. It's just how we are as humans.
Did you find 600 negative things about us?
I mean, I need to think about it really hard because you guys are so cool. But I mean, it's possible. You guys could find a trillion things wrong with me, but that's all always. And it's your truth. Yeah. It's how you view things, and to each their own. That's how I live, saraha. And even if I see someone doing the total opposite of what I believe in, I mean, to each their own. I could learn something from you. I mean, it was nice to meet you. At the end of the day, it's your opinion. It's not my truth. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and looking at our society, I feel like that's something I'd love to see more of. I think it's maybe one of the reasons we're working on this podcast. I think to help, you know, if our society can be more accepting of beliefs that don't necessarily match their own, if they can just, people can just be open and accept them and without necessarily agreeing with them, I think that would be amazing.
I mean, that's our evolution. We just need to accept each other.
Yeah.
But
then I think something very key that you said is, yes, أهم شيء to take away من كل هذا إن أنت قاعد تسوين أشياء أنت تحبينها. فit's not a matter of أنا بغصب نفسي إني أسوي كذا وكذا وكذا لأن فلان قاعد يسوي كذا وكذا. Which we see happening, right?
Yeah.
And you force yourself into doing things because you think somehow, and it comes out of الواحد مو بفاهم نفسه مو بعارف نفسه. فيشوف الناس شو يسوون. And he tries to do all of them. ويتعب نفسيا يعني he gets exhausted, he or she gets exhausted physically and mentally. لأن لا هو قاعد يسوي شيء يعني يساعد جسمه يعني يتعب لما تسوين مليون شيء يتعب بس اللي هون عليه إنك قاعد تسوين شيء تحبينه. ف I'm sure in your case it's exhausting in a sense, but also you love all these things so much that it doesn't even feel like أنا قاعد أسوي وايد أشياء خلاص I need a break. And that's the key, right? Not to do, to find things that you really want to do. No matter what it is. يعني شوف انت, يعني your interests are very different, very unique. But you still do them. You know that you love these things, but you don't stop doing it.
I knew that I loved these things because I experimented. Yeah. I'm a big advocate للتجريب بكل حذافيره. إذا قدامكم شيء تحسون أن تميلون لجربوا. You don't like it, leave it, start something else. But that's how you get to know what you love and what you don't love. You gotta experiment. Yeah, and that's the fun part. It's the journey. Wallah alim. Like getting to know yourself better and spending time alone. That's how I figured out, actually. I spent a lot of time alone and I experimented. It's wonders what you could do when you actually know what you want. Mm-hmm. Or what you want to be. And it takes a lot of self-reflection. ما راح أقول لكم meditation وما أدري شنو أنا أكثر واحدة مزعجة في الحياة يعني أنا ما أقدر أقعد وأقعد أتأمل هذه من أصعب الأشياء اللي عندي بس في وايد ناس حياتهم يتأملون
صح.
Then again because they experimented and I knew I tried it I knew it didn't work for me because I tried it فلازم الكل يجرب والكل يكتشف نفسه by spending time alone it's self exploration yeah. And you don't do that with friends you don't do that with family you only do that when you're alone
yeah.
I travel alone like all the time.
Amazing. Yeah, and it sounds like you put that into practice. Like you actually did try to go into the corporate world.
I did. I tried. It was terrible. Oh my God.
At least you know that. You know that with all your heart. You know that. Okay, I tried it. It's not for me.
I know. ولا I regret.
Hey, بالضبط.
أنا هذه مبدئي في الحياة. I would never regret anything. I don't regret anything لين اليوم.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I tried. خلاص جربت شو اسمه. I do regret meeting some people, but it's fine. I mean, that's everyone.
That's not always in your hands.
I know. أي سنة الحياة.
دانا بأرجع شوي حق تمثيل لأن في شيء I'm very very curious about.
نرجع.
شنو شخصية مثلتيها بقت معك? You couldn't get rid of her. Like, it just stuck with you for a reason.
Okay, مرة مثلت مسلسل اسمه طريق المعلمات and this isn't like one of the worst things ever. كنت قاعدة أجسد دور شخصية مدرسة ما أعرف إذا أنتوا عندكم علم عن أحداث المعلمة السعودية أن أحيانا she would apply من الخبر وتروح تشتغل في الحفر الباطن فكانت تصير وايد حوادث على الطريق لأن their mode of main mode of transport اي وسيلتهم الوحيدة للتنقل هي بالباص الباص الأبيض عرفتوه الفان إنزين. فa lot of teachers معلمات كثير ماتوا على الطريق. فأنا كنت قاعدة أجسد دور واحدة من المعلمات اللي ماتت من الطريق. هي معلمة شرقاوية راحت تشتغل في منطقة اسمها شليشة. It's a made up place in Saudi just to show and emphasize how far and how long it takes for you to go from one place to another. وهذه المدرسة كان فيها OCD. Which is something that I don't have at all. قبل لا أصيرها. وشنو كنت مسيتها أن كل شيء تسوي مرتين. ليه اليوم أقفل سيارتي مرتين. I try not to أقفل باب البيت مرتين. شيء وايد صعب بحاول أتخلص منه. It was worse because I would be blinking like this the whole time.
Oh, wow.
It took me a while to get out of the blinking. بس مفتاح السيارة ومفتاح البيت ليه اليوم أسكره مرتين or in doubles. يعني مرتين أربع مرات.
وهاي الشيء طبعا ما كنت تسوينه قبل.
لا ما كنت تسوينه قبل
لأن السيارة قفلها سبع مرات.
أوكي thank god I mean it's better. لا بس
you shouldn't. I don't think I'm a good example for this. بس يعني بس واو سو بقت معاك الشخصية.
بقت معايا traits of الشخصية وفي وايد traits من شخصيات كثير علقت فيني بس حاولت أتخلص منها بسرعة. لكن هذه بالذات because I had to be like in the role for very long periods of time it just stuck to me and يعني كل دور يتم معاي لكن هاي الشيء الوحيد اللي ما راح يعني يروح. يعني مثلا when I'm doing a war refugee or if I'm doing stories of a divorcee or whatever يتم معاي أسبوع أسبوعين بس بعدين يروح شوي شوي. What I do is I spend a lot of time بيني وبين نفسي. I read a lot of books. Reading books from papers, not from Kindle, not from your phone. When you read books from papers, it takes you back to actually يعني check يعني your primary self. When you first started out in school and you would read from I don't know how kids get it these days, بس احنا كنا نقرأ من أوراق. that's what humbles me and brings me back to myself.
Yeah.
That's one of my techniques and my ways. غير عن إن أحاول قد ما أقدر and I keep training because when you're working out, you're only thinking of what you're doing. And because I'm an aerialist, I'm in the sky, so I have to like take care of like the measurements of where I should put my hand, where I should put my leg, where I'm pulling, where I'm pushing. So like it takes me out of roles and work and who I am, and that's how fitness balances me out.
Amazing. It sounds like it puts you right into the present.
Just,
you have no room for thinking about anything
that's
else.
That's the best way to put it. Just be in the present to get rid of whatever.
Yeah. I'm really curious to learn more about how... So when you're adopting a role, I know, you know, different actors might have different ways of trying to adopt a role, but do you... When you go back home and interact with friends, family, are you still in that mode, or do you switch back and forth?
Sometimes it gets so hard. Like عربيتي أنا مخلوطة ما تعرفون هي من أي دولة, which is sometimes embarrassing because I would like to have يعني هوية إني أنا أتكلم لهجة واحدة بس ما أقدر. يعني لما أكون جاية من الرياض قاعدة أتكلم سعودي. أوه اليوم أرجع من الإمارات يا سر مسيماراتي. وبعدين أي البحرين يقول إيش فيك أنت أكتنجية ليش ما بتحكي البحريني. And I would be like oh my god this is so confusing no. So I stick to English. And then they call me a chicken nugget. But you know what, I'm gonna say what I wanna say and you guys are gonna love it.
Your mind is a fascinating place.
It's a bunch of it's a smoothie bowl. Got a lot of berries in there.
That killed me.
Oh, and one thing that keeps me balanced is good food. You know what? When I eat really bad food, I get into weird moods, and then my characters keep popping up. It does so much. You really are what you eat. Wow. Try eating greasy food for 2 days. شوف مزاجك شلون. You're going to be hangry all the time because you're eating plastic food. You're going to have no vitamins. I swear to God, when you eat right, life changes. Wow.
But shinu, what is the thing you said about when you eat bad food? What happens?
Like they're not my moods. Oh, they're moods of my characters or moods of people around me. Because sometimes like I lose myself. Like someone would be telling me a story about them having a bad day and how they had it. And I would be like, oh my God, now I'm having a bad day too. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm one of those. Okay. But I try to switch. But okay. I mean like really eating healthy makes you, it gives you a clear mind. It does.
Dana, speaking of eating healthy, exercising, and Hin, you've mentioned like body shaming a couple of times and how you're you're an advocate of just exercising not to look a certain way. بس يعني أنا قاعدة مثلا ألعب رياضة عشان صحتي. أحس هالكونسبت عندنا صعب. يعني
Do you blame us? We don't even have walking cities. We don't even have walking cities.
I was just talking to my uncle about this the other day. It's interesting because the way our lifestyles are, we don't even have baseline fitness. So if you compare,
like social gyms, ما عندنا public pools نفس برا يعني ومتعودين البنت تقعد في بيتها. ومتعودين ان الريال يروح الشغل والميلس ويرجع البيت. الحين الفتنس كلتشر شويه بدا يتطور عندنا لكن we're still not there we need to get to that level because يعني شلون الواحد بيتم صحي we're surprised when people just pass away and I mean do you know what they're eating مشبوس all the time and they're not working out and it's heartbreaking
and they're not moving very much
no.
Yeah, I think
and we're always in our fancy cars and when we walk in malls
right
what kind of treatment is that حق نفسك حرام
Yeah. I think when I was living in Japan or in China, every day I'd walk for kilometers just to go about my routine, to go to class.
I was the same when I was studying abroad. نفس الشيء, I had to walk everywhere. فالحين, actually, what you guys said makes so much sense. I was going to ask, actually, إن عندنا الرياضة والمثلا التغذية الواحد يركز فيها most of the time, ما بقول دائما, بس most of the time عشان again نرجع المظاهر عشان يحسن الجسم يصير حلو او جسمها يصير حلو يعني I wonder how often اصلا الناس يفكرون في actually في صحتي لان يعني اذا انا بس قاعده افكر في صحتي بس قاعده اسوي ما بكون ناطره اني مثلا اضعف or I look a certain way
it's not really
I'll measure other things
yeah.
I can see that that's how you approach it. عرفتي؟
Of course.
ترى مو ضروري تضعفون، مو ضروري يكون حتى جسمك حلو.
Look, you get to choose. كل شخص لقراره. تبي تقعد في الجيم ولا في المستشفى؟ That easy.
الجيم.
الجيم. مو لازم جيم. حتى روح امشي في السكة. روح just run or like I see like old dads and they're so cool. They're running. أنا ساكنة يعني في الحد. فوانا أنزل. I use the head causeway. وشوف شياب قاعدين يمشون and they're all into it لأنهم كان عندهم ثقافة اللي أنا لازم أمشي ما كان في لكم سيارة في البحرين. إحنا ليش ما قاعدين نسوي كذي؟ اتصل في like an app يمرنا or we use our own cars and we don't even carpool. We don't how many Bahrainis or Khalijis do you know that use public transport?
Yeah.
مع أن عندنا سيستم وايد حلو. أنا ما أستخدم public transport في الخليج which is a shame يعني أقولها وأنا مستحية
I think Dubai is the only place I've used it
once بعد otherwise I use cabs which is very spoiled of me but ما عندنا هاي الثقافة أستحي وأنحرج أقول لكم إحنا ما عندنا هاي الثقافة هني بس لما أروح باريس أو أمريكا أو أروح كندا المترو يكون ريحته تعبانة وبعد أروح Yeah, because that's the way it is.
أي والله صح الحين يعني you raise a really good point. يعني أنا أيام لما كنت أدرس في أمريكا خصوصاً في رمضان أنا صايمة وتعبانة وبموت وأدخل المترو وزحمة وريحة والناس واقفين في وجهي وعادي وأقاوم I would never put myself through that here. بس صدق إحنا لما نروح
معنا هني
نمشي معاهم
معنا هني إحنا ترى وايد متقدم ال public transport مالنا the buses even have Wi-Fi did you know that
no I did not
أي.
wow
my younger brother uses it a lot and I'm so proud of him
wow.
honestly
صح إيه.
عليه I'm very but I couldn't do it I need to start doing it we all need to start like using our cars less
yeah.
because يعني حتى اللي قاعدين نسببه وايد مو نظيف.
إيه بس also يعني I have to give credit إنه وايد a lot of people are working out. تشوفين الجيمز زحمة والناس قاعد تروح.
أي.
بس الحين it takes me to another point. الناس اللي قاعد يذبحون نفسهم. شنو الintention؟ إحنا we didn't grow up. Most of us didn't grow up with this. إنه يعني وايد ناس myself included ما كبرنا على إن الرياضة شيء. طبيعي كل يوم نسويه ولازم نسويه نفس أماكن ثانية عرفتي؟
I'll tell you something. الحين boys usually they're the ones who work out more because their idols were superheroes. إحنا we looked up to Disney princesses and whatnot. So that's the look we're going for subconsciously, and that's the look that boys are going for subconsciously. What you feel wired for boys that do bodybuilding and they all look like Hulk Hogan, and girls trying to get plastic surgery to look like Barbie.
Yeah,
I think it's just choosing the right media to show your children and to live off.
Yeah, but شنو الرسالة اللي تبين توصلينها about exercising and eating healthy that has nothing to do with I want to look good.
اشتروا شبابكم وصحتكم so you don't spend it in the hospital or يعني بعيد الشر الله لا يقول صيدكم أمراض مزمنة and that's it. It's حق نفسك. صح. حق على الأقل امشي. Like don't do a discipline. You don't have to. There's so many ways to move your blood. I mean the amount of people who are obese all around the world is so heartbreaking. And the problem with body shaming and the awareness that comes with it is that people are أحيانا قاعدين يتطرقون إلى extremes في كل شيء. So you would see like a really, really obese woman trying to pose that it's okay. No, it's not okay to reach that. It's okay to look normal, but it's really important for you to take care of your body and to work out and to eat right and to make sure that you're sending the right message to whoever around, because everyone is an influencer on their own. You're an influencer in your house. You're an influencer in your family. Mm-hmm. You're an influencer in your neighborhood. You don't necessarily have to be widespread on the media. يعني. Mm. So you need to take care of yourself so you can take care of others. Yeah. And that's what I would say. And you need to really take care of yourself. It doesn't mean having a six pack, but it also doesn't mean that like eating and binging and having and creating eating disorders or for yourself or not exercising because you don't have to comply to societal guidelines. That's another thing too. Like, yeah. You
the
know,
other extremes also, which is, again, you see that, right?
You see it a lot, which is terrible, but I hope to see like a healthier future generation. Honestly, صراحة اللي أنا قاعدة أشوفه the millennials, the later millennials, 2000 ورايح, أتابعهم مثل ما يتابعوني. I need to keep up with cultural trends because I still do stories of people like my last character. I was 21 years old and I'm 27 now. So I really need to لازم أرجع المرجع الموجود في الواقع. And I see them, they're all like, there are a lot of vegans and there are a lot of yogis and you see a lot of people coming up with all kinds of new stuff. And honestly, يعني متأملة خير المستقبل بس أتمنى أن هاي المظاهر الغير صحية شوية تختفي على الأقل من عندنا because we have geniuses within our communities that we can't really even spot out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm realizing the same thing. Honestly, I'm being blown away on a weekly basis by how incredible some of the people around here are.
Out of context, honestly, have you guys been to the 46th annual Fine Arts Exhibition?
Oh, and yeah.
It's so good. It's They're so beautiful. Young, all of them. Hey. They're so young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where is it?
In the National Museum.
Theater? Oh, yes. I've seen so many pictures and videos.
Doesn't that Looks make you amazing. Happy? Yeah, no, you got to go see it. But I was there yesterday. It was very inspiring, actually. And they're all really young.
Amazing.
It looked like something. It looked like I walked into somewhere in New York, honestly.
Yeah.
It was a really good caliber.
It's worth
this
going
year.
To see in person, for sure.
Definitely.
I think it's open for another 2 weeks, is it?
Until the 15th, I think.
Until the 15th. Yeah. Okay. Definitely
you
check it out.
You would like it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it really makes me happy. Yeah. It really makes me happy to see this kind of stuff.
Yeah. No more lazy.
No, there's definitely a lot happening. A lot. Yeah. يعني it's
يبشر بالخير.
تحسين it's happening all of a sudden بعد خصوصا في السعودية. But that's like أنا السعودية it was يعني a root
عندكم مخرج مبدع ما شاء الله عليه. He just competed in Sundance بعد مشعل جاسر. أوجه لك تحية إذا سمعنا.
مشعل جاسر is incredible.
He is fabulous. Yeah. Oh my god, he's like the example of the growing Saudi. حتى توا فايز I forgot في أي مهرجان. But he's in Sundance. Can you believe it? Our very own in Sundance, and it's called the Arabian Alien. Have you seen the promo? Ah, it's crazy. I loved it. I'm like, yes, you go, boy. It's amazing.
You go, boy.
Yeah, do it. لابس ثوب بعد. Yeah, no.
I saw the promo. It's so interesting. His mind. I don't know. عرفت الناس اللي تشوفين شغلهم and you're just like, how does your mind work?
I mean, he's also in LA where everyone is an artist there. Even your waiters are struggling actors. No joke. I studied there. It's amazing. You're exposed to a lot of art and a lot of inspiring people. And I get to see like glimpses here and there of a lot of creatives in one place في البحرين, which is starting to give me hope for a bigger community. But لا لا الوضع يبشر بالخير.
دانا حلوة طاقتك.
أنت اللي حلوة طاقتك.
That was so random. I'm sorry for that. No, like you have a very, very nice energy.
Both of you do too. والله أتمنى لكم كل التوفيق. You guys are doing something really groundbreaking, and I hope you guys can يعني grow like bigger than I can imagine.
Thank you.
I do have a question for you. I'm wondering now. And you have such a positive energy, and some. I don't know if every day for you is like this, but how does a typical day look for you? And you wake up, what do you do?
Okay, I wake up really late because I've been reading scripts all night.
Okay.
I like to read my scripts after 1 a.m. when everyone's asleep at home, especially my dogs. I read until 6-7 a.m. It's not the healthiest, but I wake up, I make myself a smoothie bowl, or I would have, well, first thing first, coffee.
Okay.
I'm just taking you like
we know the source of your energy now.
So
that's where it comes from.
And then I would finish what I have to do. If I'm filming, I film, and then I make sure to put 2 to 3 hours for my workout. And show متعصبة because I practice very many disciplines, so I need to keep my stamina and my skills high, or then I lose them.
And I don't always lose. Wow.
Sometimes till 4. No, 5 to 6 days a week.
Mashallah.
And I make enough time to give my time at least 1 hour a day for myself, between myself. Like, I can't compromise on that, or then everything goes off balance. Basically, I work and train, and I try to read as much as I can, and I watch a lot of movies, and I watch a lot of TV serials, because that's my way of research. It's my research methodology, Netflix. I mean, look at what I do for a living.
Netflix for research.
Yeah, I do. Oh, wow. I mean, my dad keeps asking me to put the volume down, but I'm like, I'm researching! Leave me alone!
Netflix. I'm not Netflix and chilling, I'm Netflix.
No!
We should create that for you, Netflix and researching.
Yeah. Well, I do it every night. I'm a specialist. If you need any advice, let me know. I can give you my favorite shows.
but have a favorite show?
Of course, right Breaking now? Bad.
Okay.
Is the best show that's ever been created. And I like Family Guy. Different end of the spectrum, but I love them both equally. Actually, Breaking Bad a little more, but I like Family Guy too. I love Seth MacFarlane. He's my favorite comedian and creator, content creator, in whatever medium he chooses. But... yeah, and I try to meet my friends too every now and then. It's good to have good vibes around you. It's lovely to have friends from all walks of life. I have friends of all ages. I like to socialize a lot. I like to meet new people. It gives me energy. It inspires me. I get to see what the world's up to. I just try not to be in a little box, but sometimes I like to be in a little box. I don't know, every day is different. It depends on the country that I'm in. It depends where I am and what I'm doing and what my upcoming project is. And I hate routines.
Okay.
So I've created for myself a life with no routine.
Except your your workout and your alone time.
That's not even a routine, because my workouts, I do different things all the time. I don't do sets. You know what I mean? Like, I hate gymming.
Nice.
I hate gymming.
You're constantly exploring like new moves, new ways of linking things.
That's why I've chosen very experimental arts. Like, I can't go and do like 6 sets for my biceps and do like 20 squats. I gotta keep it going. It gotta keep getting newer. And you guys have to come work out with me. You know what?
I would love to.
Let's do that. Let's do that Sunday. I booked you guys. Oh, when are you coming back from Mexico? I'm stealing you, and then
I'm leaving tonight, but I'll be back in about two or three weeks.
What are you doing
weeks.
On Sunday?
You're going to be away for a while, right?
About everything now. I found a new victim. Come to the dark side. We fly.
Don't make me hang.
I'm going to teach you how to go down. You know what? Humans, I always thought that I needed to grow wings or something when I was a kid. But we don't really need to grow wings. You can fly with your own strength. You got your arms and your legs.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, get these little birdies together. Around. I like being like monkey.
Don't go to Mexico, stay.
I'll be back soon. Dan, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you.
Likewise.
And Yeah, toward, so usually towards the end of the episodes, we like to go.
We're at the end? Didn't we start like 5 minutes? Five?
If it was up to me, I want to keep going all day. We should.
I mean, I'm a chatterbox. This is what I was born to do, talk.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have you back on at some stage to catch up about what's going on in your world.
Whenever you're back in Bahrain, definitely. I enjoyed this. Check in with me in 5 years. Maybe whatever we're talking about is going to be different. or before. Before, inshallah.
I'd like to check in with you before.
Yeah, before. Or both. Both is good.
So towards the end of our episodes, we like to go into quick fire mode.
Yalla, let's go.
So we're going to just shoot out questions that come to mind. Feel free to respond with the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Earlier in this episode, you talked a bit about failure, about the importance of failure, how much you learned from failure. What do you think is something you failed at or a failure you experienced that really shaped who you are today?
Like I said a while ago, it's just doubting yourself, self-doubt. We are our strongest critics and we are our hardest critics, and we are really bad with ourselves. Anytime you find yourself falling into that trap, try and voice everything you're saying out loud and pretend you're saying it to your little sister or your best friend, and you'll know how ugly you're being and you're going to stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds powerful.
I think that's something that both genders could relate to.
Wow.
So I stole this question from a friend of mine.
Or all genders, sorry. I'm non-biased. I love everyone.
So when you first meet someone, if you're trying to get to know them, what is one question you ask?
One question I ask, what's your name?
Well, after that.
And then from the name, I would figure out where they're from, and then I would say I love you in their language. I know how to say I love you in a lot of languages.
Nice. Oh, wow.
That's my thing.
Can you say it in Japanese?
No. Okay, don't embarrass me.
I want to teach you.
Okay, teach me. Come on, let's go.
So it's
I know. Arigato. I know.
That's pretty good.
Kawaii. Just cute. The basic stuff. But what's I love you?
Suki desu.
Suki desu.
Suki desu.
Suki desu too.
it sounds what?
Latin.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never learned Latin. I don't know. Maybe it does. Next question. You ready?
Yeah.
What's the most beautiful thing you noticed today?
How you reused a whole container to furnish your apartment, and that is so eco-friendly, and that shows how aware you are. And I love that. That's so inspiring.
Thanks. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
Did you come in here having any expectations?
No, I expected to meet two awesome people, which I was right about, as I usually am. And I wanted to get to know you guys better, and yeah.
Awesome.
That's what I expected, to have a good time.
You,
I actually expected to embarrass myself, but your questions were really smart. I didn't have to, because I'm known for my honesty. I don't filter anything.
Okay,
like even on live TV, I don't lie about anything. Even when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong, and when I'm right, I say I'm right. And when something's wrong, and someone asks me to fake something, I don't do it.
Amazing.
Which is thank God I didn't have to do that here.
you mentioned that books help you bring you back to yourself, especially when you're adopting different roles, going in and out, and what kind of books do you like to read?
I like to read Sigmund Freud, Leo Tolstoy. I like Anton Chekhov. I love Russian literature, translated. Oh, wow. Of course, I wish I could speak Russian. Yalla Blue TBA, I love you all. Please adopt me. No, but I love being every. No, cut that out. No one adopt me. I don't want anyone to think I don't want to be Arab. I love being Bahraini and Arab and Saudi and everything. I love everyone. But I do. I love Russian literature. And I read a lot of, I don't really read a lot of novels unless they've been written by someone amazing.
Okay. Do you have a role model?
I don't want to be cheesy and say my parents, but I mean, everyone's my role model in a sense. Like, I could find something I love about you, or I love about you, and you would be my role model in that, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with you, it's you being the eco-friendly superhero. And with you, it's your beautiful smile and very intelligent brain.
Thank you.
Yeah. You see, everyone's a role model in a way. Mm. Find your role models in everyone. Beautiful. And that's how you start developing like an understanding of people.
Yeah, I love that. I think if you're open to it, there's definitely something you can learn from anyone you interact with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Selfish question. This is going to be the last question from me. If you had to recommend someone for us to talk to host on this podcast, someone you think could be interesting to talk to learn from.
Yes, I have many, actually. I got to think of the, oh my God, now I don't want to leave anyone out. There's so many cool people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to bring like the most recent person.
Let's do it.
In my head. Ali Hussein Mirza. He is a Bahraini artist. He does scenography, the best scenography for theater. I've done 2 projects with him, and he does a lot of fine arts, and he's fabulous. He's just got a mind of his own. ودرس في المعهد الفنون في الكويت.
Okay.
He's very academic and he's very creative, and he's very bold with how he expresses himself. Oh, but there's so many cool people. But this is one of the coolest people in Bahrain.
Cool. Ali Thank you art. So much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank oh my God, good you. Luck to you guys. You're Thank amazing. You. I had so much fun.
I know you have a lot of messages, and I know you have a lot of things that you want to get out there. But so what message do you want to deliver to our listeners? Get one main message.
So much to do. Do everything. Just do it. And whatever anyone says, that's up to them. Do whatever you want. Experiment as much as you can. Live your life and be true to yourself. And it's okay. We're all in this together. Even if you fail, that's what's going to make your success yummier. And if you just succeed all the time, it's going to be boring. And if you just want to succeed all the time, that's also going to be boring. Just take it step by step. Take it easy on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Take care of your mental state. Take care of your health. Eat right. Sleep right. Well, I'm the wrong person to give advice about sleep. But I mean, I hope to sleep right too. And it does wonders for yourself and your mind and your skin and everything. Take care of yourselves. I love everyone.
Dan, it's been such a pleasure. I'm blown away by, you know, how humble you are, how friendly, how easy you are to talk to.
Stop, you're making me shy. More.
You're such an authentic person, and I'm really excited to see how the rest of your journey unfolds.
Oh, yay, Dana. I'm excited to see all of our journeys unfold.
روح جميلة, انت جميلة.
بعد عمرك.
It was very nice to meet you. ما احس اني احس ان انت قاعده كلمة شخص واللي كنت اشوفها في العصف شخص ثاني
يعني
اي ما جمعتكم عرفتي يمكن اجمعكم الليله باكر ما ادري بس بس just not just that يعني you're very real you're just it brings it just goes to show ان يعني كلنا لو شنو قاعد نسوي احنا بشر اولوياتنا نفسها طموحنا في الحياة نفسها كلنا نبي we just get the most out of our lives and I see you doing that and that's just amazing to me you are getting the most out of your life because you know that's
making me blush
you know we're here for a limited time forget يعني كثر ما تقدرين تسوين what for yourself and for other people and يعني أهنيك على the message that you're delivering
thank you
because it's a beautiful message it's an important message شكرا الله يعطيك العافيه
شكرا لك
موفقه ان شاء الله I can't wait to see your future works and what you do because I know you're going to do
oh my god there's so much coming up I can't wait to tell you guys
see you soon ان شاء الله
see you soon ان شاء الله
right. damn you made it all the way to the end of this podcast
and I'm guessing you want to stay up to date with us so please follow us on Instagram at unboxed.podcast or
check out our website unboxedpodcast.com has like, the full history of all of our episodes and yeah you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts we're on Apple Podcasts Spotify you name it
we'd love to hear from you thank you for tuning in
bye bye